music. Shuffle, move along. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Sorry, not sorry. Can't hear you calling. One woman party, and I'm feeling like you know how it be. Tempo like heartbeat, running in these damn streets. Hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
All right, gang, gang. Needy or Greedy time. Keyword you need today is tree. T-R-E-E. Not the number three in the way that my mother says it. Tree. T-R-E-E is what you are texting in along with your name to 925-555 in order to play Needy or Greedy. If you want some free money, then get to texting right now. Tree plus your name to 925-555. We'll talk to you after Gaga and Bruno Mars. Kiss 925. Good morning.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I wanna hold you just for a while and die with a smile. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. Right next to you, I There
you go, Gaga, Bruno Mars, Die With A Smile. It's 8:05 right now. Getting up to a high of 7 degrees today. Sun, cloud mix.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Hey, yo, Brittany. What up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. We got some free money to give away. The game is Needy or Greedy. You have two choices. If you want to be needy, we'll simply give you $92. If you want to be greedy, you can guess the jackpot. If you're right, you'll get the cash. Before you tell us what you want to do.
The last guess we had was 6 o'clock last night. That guess was $1,089. 1089. It was wrong. The jackpot is lower. So, Brittany, knowing that, what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy or are you going to be greedy?
I'm going to be greedy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We love it. We love it. All right, Brittany, what's the guess?
1,087.
What makes you say that number?
It just came to my head.
Cool.
And what would you do with the cash if you won?
Probably pay some bills and then save the rest.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Brittany, let's find out if you're right with the guess of $1,087 for Needy or Greedy.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
sorry,
that's
Brittany.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. But to help you out and everybody else, your guess of $1,087 was incorrect. The jackpot is actually lower.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
No worries. Have a great day.
You too.
We'll play every hour till 6 p.m., which means next gameplay for Needy or Greedy is at 9 o'clock this morning. Keyword you need is tree. You text that with your name to 925-555.
The biggest hit.
The best throwback.
And home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Kiss 92.5.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Me and my truths, we sit in silence. Just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna fight. My tongue, yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. Wait for your love.
Swift.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Live in Toronto.
Hi.
Thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Megan, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, good morning, Roz and Mocha.
How's it going?
You know, not like nervous or pacing in my kitchen. Totally chill. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We talked to you. Yeah, you qualified for these Taylor Swift tickets yesterday, right?
I did, yes. I qualified with you guys.
Okay, so you remind us again. You're trying to get these tickets for who?
So I have a friend, Nicole. We've like entered every single giveaway. We've talked about it, and we're trying to also figure out, because she's gone to a show, so we're trying to figure out how to get more Swifties to the show. I've never been, so
okay.
Yeah, so we're not sure yet.
And are you, did you guys make your way up here yesterday when the merch stores open, or are you like hoping to make your way out there at some point during any of the time that Taylor's here?
Yeah, so we got tickets to like the tailgate party that's up there on the 23rd, actually, so that was our plan.
Oh, nice.
Was to like go up and do all the Taylor Swift theme things on that Saturday, enjoy her last day in the city.
And these tickets that we got are for the 23rd, so it'll totally
work
out, right?
I know. I know.
Well, Megan, you're going to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. Oh, I'm like, okay, this feels ridiculous that a grown woman's crying in her kitchen right now, but that's how I'm feeling.
It's not the first time I've seen that, by the way.
Roz out here breaking hearts back in the day.
Oh,
sorry, baby.
Oh,
it's not going to work.
Listen, Megan, congratulations, love. You and your friend are going to go see Taylor. The Eras Tour, November 23rd, as Mocha just mentioned. Rogers Center, all this thanks to Rogers.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you guys so much. I've listened to you guys since high school, so this is just like a full circle moment.
Oh, love you.
I've loved Taylor Swift since high school and you guys, and this is just so fun. We listen to you guys every morning with my kids. So.
Well, Megan, before I put you on hold and get some info so we can get those Taylor Swift tickets to you, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Oh, no, I hate this question. Okay, I think I have to go with Roz because he gives such good advice in Fix My Life, and okay. I just really appreciate the wisdom that he brings.
There you go. There.
But you're great too, Mocha. No hard feelings. You're amazing.
Oh, no. Very hard feelings. Thanks, Megan. Hang on. Hey, guess what, though? I know Swifties are going bananas right now, texting in, asking why they couldn't get tickets. Well, guess what? I know we said these were the last set of tickets, but tomorrow, we will have more tickets to give away all day tomorrow. Listen for a specific cue to text. It's going to be a specific word that you're going to have to text in. When you hear it, you're going to text that keyword to 925-555. And if we call you, you'll be in a draw to win tickets at midnight tomorrow.
What?
Midnight
tomorrow,
we're giving away another set of Taylor Swift tickets. On top of that, here on KISS after 4 p.m., we got live coverage from Rogers Center as Taylor Swift performs her first Toronto show. Keep it on KISS all day. Damn it, Maury from the Roz and Mocha Show is going to be down there representing.
Woo.
Maria from the Roz and Mocha Show is going to be down there representing. So it's all Taylor tomorrow. Again, last set of tickets or another set of tickets given away tomorrow at midnight.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
KISS 92.5.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout, but you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out, and I'm just like, hey, are you okay? Self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bum, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And this is like, you need to just stop. But can you just not?
on the internet, comparing all the girls who are killing it. But we figured you out, we all know now. We all got crowns, you need to calm down. Uh-oh. You need to calm down, you need to calm down. You're being too loud, you're being too loud. And this is like, oh, yeah. You need to just stop, can you stop? Like, can you just not stick on our gowns? You need to calm down.
Yeah.
This is KISS 92.5.
Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
So the Taylor Swift merch store is now open down at Rogers Center. Will be open every single day for the duration of mm-hmm. Taylor Swift being here.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands, it looked like to me, at least what I saw on the news, thousands of people showed up all day yesterday.
Yeah.
From when the store opened at 10 o'clock. Dan Mori was down there talking to fans. Before we play exactly what fans are saying, can you describe the store, Dan Mori? Did you go in?
No, so I didn't go in, but fans shared their videos with me. So there's like a table, behind the table is like this big sort of banner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it has pictures of all the different merchandise with a big number next to it. So okay. You just sort of stand there and you're like, can I see a large and number 11?
It's like ordering at Burger King?
Yeah, yeah. Can I combo 10 and 9, please?
Yeah.
There's no bag, so people are like sort of walking out carrying. It looks like they're carrying laundry.
So what if you like, I don't know, like what if you want to try on a size?
You could, they'll give you it. You can look at it.
Oh, okay. You try it on.
But yeah. It's not a store in the sense that like you can't walk around and hold a shirt up or anything like that.
Yeah,
like,
there's no stacks of shirts for you to help yourself.
Is there a time limit set? Because we had asked this question yesterday.
I asked that there and they said no.
Oh, so you can go in and just like browse all that you want.
There's nothing to, like, there's I can't imagine spending tons of time in there. You're looking at a poster.
Yeah.
So it's like the pictures of all the shirts on the wall and then you're like, that one, I guess?
Yeah, I'll take this one here, or I'll take that one there. And there's three, Mocha mentioned, there's three different stores. So you just go to whichever one has a shorter line.
Oh, okay. But all the stores have the same thing?
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Damon Mori outside Rogers Center talking to T-Swift fans.
You just left the store!
Yes, it was so amazing. The vibes in there were so electric. Everybody was filled with adrenaline, and it was super, super exciting. You know, getting to the front of the line, your heart's pounding. You're so excited. You don't know. You have a list because you know you're just going to black out when you go to buy things.
Oh, my God.
I have that reaction before I go to any store and spend money.
Yeah, it was really, really cool, and everything was listed up there, and like, you go and you're like, oh, do I want this? And it's like once in a lifetime opportunity. You gotta just get it.
How much money were you allowed to spend and how much did you spend?
I spent $600, but that was divided between me and my roommate.
What are you not able to spend money on this week because you did that?
Well, I just got groceries. So I think I just won't spend money on anything now for the next week until I get paid on Friday.
Talk to me about a few of the items that you bought. What did you buy here?
Okay, I got this black hoodie. It has all of the cities and dates on it. And then, you know, her poster kind of vibe in the front. We've got the blue crew neck, which is super popular. Everybody loves it. I think it's only Toronto, that blue one. And it also has the cities and everything on the back.
Are you going to be wearing any of the merch to the show?
No, I'm actually wearing the You Belong With Me pajamas. So it's just Junior Jewel. So got to be comfy and warm because it's going to be November. Very cold. But yeah, I've been planning it since I got tickets. I knew exactly what I wanted to wear.
You're like carrying an entire mountain of clothing. What's going on here?
So we had to pick up a few extra hoodies for some friends that are coming in later this week. So, yeah, $1,000 worth of hoodies. God.
So to be in that store touch a shirt or a hat that Taylor Swift has approved the image of, my goodness, what was that like?
It's truly just so surreal in the fact that Taylor had, like, curated all of her merch and stuff like that. Like, it's one of the best merch lines I've ever seen for a tour before, and I've been to a lot of concerts.
Was money no object for you today?
Not at all. What? Taylor tops everything. Money is an object. Taylor Swift is forever.
Okay, here's the question. How much did you spend?
I only spent just under $200. I think it came out to like $186. I bought three items, but I'm coming back on Friday for more for my show.
And how much are you going to tell your parents you spent?
Maybe $100.
Talk to Taylor Swift right now about the experience.
Taylor, it was so organized. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. You're living your best life, and you have so many fans around you to support you. I'm just looking right now at the line of people who are still waiting and the people who've already walked through buying merch. Like, Toronto fully supports you. We're Toronto forever.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate morning.
Kiss 92.5.
I just want to lose control in your gravity, in your gravity. Show me how to let it go. Be my clarity, be my clarity. In my mind, building walls just a little too high. Cold, cold water drags me down. Nothing scares me when you come around. Cause you, how you play it all the way when my heart's about to break. Yeah, you, and I'm floating away, you're my only escape. I just wanna lose control.
Yo, Gordon, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, man. You got the whole squad here. All right, I'm just going to read what you texted, okay?
Sounds good.
Could you start a relationship after finding out you were that person's side piece? Little backstory, I met this girl, been talking to her for a while. Then I found out she's got a boyfriend after hooking up. Curious to know everyone's thoughts.
Are they still together?
She says that they're in the middle of breaking up.
So how long had you and this girl been together?
I wouldn't say together, but like probably a month or so. Six weeks that we've been.
And where?
At least.
Okay, where'd you guys meet?
On Tinder.
So yeah. She got a boyfriend. She's on Tinder.
Wow, Maury.
And you guys meet. During the times that you've gotten together, any red flags?
No, to be honest, like she was very persistent, like trying to plan future dates and things, like things that you wouldn't think someone with a partner would be doing.
Yeah.
So you want to know whether or not you should continue the relationship. I think the straight up answer is no.
Well, hold on. Let's hear him out.
Yeah. Like, are you okay with being the side piece?
See, then here's my thing. Like, I think... Like, I'm 50-50, to be honest. Like,
I think
if she was honest, it wouldn't bother me so much. Like, you wouldn't quit a job without a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but I just think that she could have been honest.
Yeah. Oftentimes when somebody's like, oh, we're in the process of breaking up, like, is she married or is this guy her boyfriend?
No, they're just like boyfriend and girlfriend. They don't live together or anything.
There's no process of breaking up. She hasn't broken up with him. There's no process to that. I don't love you anymore, and I want to be with other people.
Also, how do you know, Gordon, that you're not one of many side pieces?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you're cool with it, like, I don't know.
Like, but I think that where this all goes wrong for you, dude, is that if she breaks up with him, and you don't move into pole position,
You know, you don't get to be the boyfriend.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that. I guess I got to figure out what I want.
Life's too short.
Yeah.
So hold on.
That's
so,
exactly what I think.
You don't necessarily, you're not like looking for a girlfriend. You just want her to be honest, and you still just like want to fool around.
Exactly. Like, I think we could have some fun. I'm not looking for a wife.
Right.
How old are you?
I am 35, but I'm also divorced. Like, this would be my first relationship since. Okay. Being divorced.
So are you now feeling guilty, though, because you're the side piece and there's some guy out there that doesn't know you're the side piece? Is like, does that play into this at all?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I feel bad for Buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Guys are so different what they say.
Find you a next one, man.
Yeah, I guess I can just move on. Is this easy to find this one?
Yeah, but look, okay. Yeah. it's a different world when you're talking about dudes, huh, Maria?
Yeah, this is blowing my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
I feel like I'm in the long locker room.
Yeah, it's just a casual thing, right? It's like you're not going to get your heart broken if she says, I don't want to see you anymore.
Exactly.
Right? But things, I'm imagining you have fun with her.
Yeah, like, it's not that I put time and effort into it. It's just that, like, I thought we got along. We have fun.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a wife, but at the same time, like, I don't want to ruin someone else's life.
Yeah.
Is she always available when you need her? That's how you can find out if there's other side
pieces.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. Like, I could call her right now.
Yeah.
And she'd be here.
Let's do that.
Oh, hey.
Wow. Okay. Hey.
Right.
I think this works because of what you want. But if you wanted something more, this would be like, absolutely get out of it. You know?
Yeah.
I think it works because I think you want it casual.
But so you have no interest, though, in becoming her boyfriend?
Not really.
Yeah. Okay, so you...
So then, I answer my own, your question. Like, when I close my eyes, so I think she's the one at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No, she's not there.
Okay, so you wouldn't even mind if you were the boyfriend and then she had another side piece?
No, probably not.
Okay, there we go. All right, this is modern love, everybody. This is what modern love looks like.
No, this is not what I know. No.
Why couldn't you ask her and then you can all go for dinner?
There you go. All right. Thanks, Gord. Where do you live? You listen to the show from where?
Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Big up to everyone in Vancouver. Appreciate you. Thank you. I hope that helped. I don't know if it did or not. Gave you some clarity or whatever.
I don't feel so bad anymore.
All right, bud. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I'm sticking with Roz.
Oh, pump. Cool, man.
Yes. All right, Gordon. Peace out, man.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
Yeah. A new disease in my town called idiotic. Every pretty lady in my city got it. Point blank, periodically. Empty seats, dining Cipriani's like Beyonce. To getting by or to getting body. So Sasha fears, a whole lot of tears. Rolling down her cheeks, crying till she sound asleep. Sleep, preach, preach, pray. That today is not a lonely one. You gotta know you're not the only one. You and me, we made a vow. And her own foolish. I can't believe you let me down. But the proof's in the way it hurts. For months on end, I've had my doubts. Denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. You've been someone. might have had a couple women at the same time. She hand do the pressure, Jack Dan used for breakfast. A cap of Valium mixed with antidepressants. Fresh. My mama said that we need love. Till I found out life's a bitch with no prenup. You're on your own. Divorce is a court split. Decisions and choices. The poor short of fortress. Ignore it or forfeit.
Ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text, where one person will win tickets to her show at midnight.
Plus, follow all the action pre- and post-show live from our Taylor Swift studios every afternoon after 4 when she's here.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax, so it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Score in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at PCExpress.ca.
Law & Order Thursday on City TV.
We have 24 hours to charge them.
Oh, no pressure.
All new episodes.
So we're down to zero suspects.
Law & Order.
This man is a monster. But that does not mean that we get to exploit our power to get the result we want.
Followed by SVU.
It's going to be a fight to get this admitted in court.
You're the best pugilist I know, Counselor.
All new Law & Order Thursday on City TV. Or stream it on City TV Plus.
Imagine this, the sound of a helicopter touching down on a mountain peak, the crunch of snow under your skis, and the feeling of total freedom. Is it your imagination or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $28 million. Buy your ticket today.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants. Extras additional. Terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for a perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details. Visit the Dior Ball of Dreams holiday pop-up at Hudson's Bay, Yorkdale. On now until January 6th. Find the perfect gifts for the beauty enthusiast or fragrance lover on your list. Enjoy complimentary beauty consultations, holiday gift wrapping, customizations, and more.
Shop Bowring for huge savings on all your entertaining and gift-giving this holiday season. With one huge warehouse location at 95 Orpheus Road, Toronto, it's the greatest sale of the year. Save on all the beautiful things you love, from tableware and home decor to furniture and Canada's largest and most beautiful assortment of Christmas decor and trim. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Bowring, always beautiful, always affordable.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
On KISS 92.5.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. Back sequence stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday every day. I'm so obsessed with him, but he avoids me like a plague. Doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine the whole thing. I'm sure I can pass this test. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile.
Today for Taylor Swift. Everyone's asking, yo, please, what's today's Taylor keyword? There's no keyword. We gave away our set of tickets about 20 minutes ago for the November 23rd show. However, we got another pair that we would love to hook you up with tomorrow. You're going to listen for a cue to text, and you'll get a keyword at that time. And you text in with your name to 925-555. And you will instantly qualify for a pair of tickets that we're going to give away at midnight, like tomorrow going into Friday. We're giving away another pair of tickets to see Taylor Swift. And of course, join us after 4 p.m. here on KISS for live coverage from Rogers Center. Maria's going to be down there. David Morey's going to be down there. We got you covered, all things T-Swift.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha Show and KISS 92.5 News Break.
Delivered by Pizza Pizza. It's game day, Toronto. Use code Leafs DEL for free delivery on your online order.
I'm watching Mike Tyson in the ring during the open workout before the Jake Paul fight. This is when they put it, like, the fighters go in the ring with their trainers and they work out in front of a crowd. Mm-hmm. Tyson looks scary, bro.
Yo, that man, how old is he now? And he smokes
60?
Weed. 60-something, right?
Yeah,
64 so. Or something
maybe
like that?
Something like that. I don't think he's 64. I think 61, maybe?
58.
And the guy's still a monster.
Bro.
Same thing. I've been watching a lot of the Tyson stuff lately.
I can't wait for that on Friday. It's going to be so good.
I know. It's sad that he's going to lose, though, huh?
You think so? Yeah. I don't know, man.
Listen. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If Tyson loses to Jake Paul.
Yeah, then whatever, Jake Paul beat a 58-year-old. Who cares?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But no one's going to believe anything else. I know nobody believes the Jake Paul hype right now.
Yeah.
But especially if he beats Tyson, because there's no way, no way somebody like Mike Tyson loses to Jake Paul.
Well, did you see, but not that long ago, Tyson fought Roy Jones in one of those big things. And Tyson did not look great. He trained great, everything else. The video of him training looked great. But in the actual fight, fighting another old guy, it didn't look great.
I don't know.
He didn't look like the old Mike Tyson, right?
Do you guys have a favorite right now that you want to win?
Oh, I want Tyson to win. You?
Me? No, I want somebody to get knocked out is what I don't want. I just want somebody to get knocked out. So it is decisive. I want it to be a great knockout, right?
Yeah. Maria, you?
I would like to see Tyson win just because I feel like he's such a legend.
Yeah.
But I mean, also like the hype around Jake Paul is just the hype around Jake Paul. So
sure.
So yeah. I can't wait for that on Friday. People Magazine, last night on the Stephen Colbert show. I'm telling you, man, this is a very controversial decision. We will go through all the stuff that's happening around this. But People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive was announced last night on Stephen Colbert.
This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, I mean, look at him.
I just really thought this was going to be my year.
Hey, Steven, that's so official. I heard the news, and I had to come as soon as I could because I know how bad you wanted to be People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Steven, it's okay. All right, you're not the sexiest man alive, but who cares? Who is? Except for me, apparently.
Jim Halpert. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Idris Elba memes trending right now that read a variation of John isn't even the sexiest man in the office.
Oh, damn.
Glenn Powell is trending hard.
Yeah.
Apparently, the story is that Glenn Powell is, because we know him, Glenn Powell is very much interested in being a classic movie star, right?
Yeah,
like that's his trajectory. The people he looks up to and he's sort of modeling his career afterwards is that classic movie star. And those guys tend to not do this. And apparently Glenn Powell was courted very hard to be People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive and turned it down because that is the sort of model that Ryan Gosling has done. Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling, I believe they ask him every year if he's ready, and every year he says no, right? Like every year Ryan Gosling says no to it because it's just not him, right? That's not what those people do. They don't do that kind of thing. So apparently Glenn Powell was their number one choice, but I think in the past, I know Ryan Gosling, I believe, has turned them down. I think Jason Momoa has turned them down. I think Keanu Reeves, when he had that sort of big comeback, I think he turned them down. But thoughts, damn it, Maury, John Krasinski.
I was shocked by this. I really thought that it was going to be Travis Kelce.
Not big enough. Travis Kelce's not nearly a big enough star.
But it doesn't matter about your. It matters whose publicist is going to pay more or what they're doing.
Like. Well, that's the other thing is that a lot of people saying that Krasinski paid for this. I don't know the process of how they pick people's sexiest man alive. I have no idea.
Did you guys see? So Disney released a list of like a promo yesterday for all the new shows coming out
right.
in 2025.
Yeah,
and there's a show starring Glenn Powell.
Oh yeah, I want to see that.
Called Chad Powers.
Yeah,
that looks awesome. If I can take a moment to read to you guys the synopsis.
Please do.
Because you guys are going to love this. Yep. A disgraced college quarterback named Russ Holiday disguises himself as Chad Powers and walks onto a struggling Southern football team to revive his football career.
Yeah, and he's got a fake mustache and everything else.
Fake hair.
Yeah. Looks awesome. He's great.
It's
but anyway.
So good.
And I know their big reaction yesterday to Benny Blanco being named on the list of People Magazine's Sexiest Men issue. It was 100% not a troll. It was accurate. And they even interviewed Benny Blanco about his thoughts on romance and love and his relationship with Selena Gomez. Here's Benny.
I go all out for every date. We go all out for each other. Like one time she was like, oh, I want to take you on a date. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And she was like, okay. And then we drove somewhere and she had rented out like a whole botanical gardens for me. Aww. And I was like, oh. But then she also liked something so simple. For Valentine's Day, I got her Taco Bell. I made her movie theater nachos. I found her favorite pickles from Texas and I deep fried them for her. Aww. And then just like all her like candies and hot Cheetos. Like it doesn't mean like spending your entire bank account. It means just like being attentive, listening to the person, listen to the things they like.
Benny, buy her a vegetable.
Didn't I send you Taco Bell for Valentine's Day, Ron?
Yeah, I didn't eat it.
So. Two things. Number one, super sweet. I like, this makes me like
Benny Blanco
even more.
Yeah.
Number two, sometimes when he talks, Sham, correct me if I'm wrong, but does he not sound a little bit like a Toronto man's?
Yo. I go all out for every day.
Yeah, he does. I'll never unhear that. Right.
Jeez. I go all out for every day.
I treat my girl with a Presto card. Full. It's fully charged up, Crody.
I go all out for every day.
The Mayo Clinic has posted what they feel are the guidelines for how many push-ups both men and women should be able to do at various ages, from 25 to 65. Being healthy is, yes, also about diet, cardio, and lifestyle, but these are just the sort of basic frameworks that you should be able to pull off at your specific age. So for 25-year-olds, women should be able to do 20 push-ups, men should be able to do 28 push-ups. 35-year-olds, women should be able to do 19, men should be able to do 21. 45-year-olds, 14 for women, 16 for men. 55-year-olds.
Pay attention, Dan Mamore.
10 for women and 12 for men. And then 65 and older is 10 and 10 equally, both men and women. Thoughts on that, Mocha?
Well, hold on. Keep going until you get to your age.
Shut up, man. What is...
Bro, I wouldn't...
First of all,
I would not, Maury. You don't want to start this fight, bro.
Yeah. First of all, Maury, if you had to do a push-up,
I'll be right back.
With my like my body weight on you, you wouldn't be able to do one.
Yeah, at all.
I don't think you'd be able to do one without the body weight.
I know. I'm worried, Maury. Nice. You can't do a push-up, Maury, because I'm worried you're gonna snap that arm
He's
in half again.
Snap an
No, I haven't gotten back to push-ups.
No, you should.
Could you
not.
Do one at
no,
least?
No. When here. I'm when I'm no, at come the come gym, here. When I'm yeah. at the gym, and everyone's doing push-ups, I'm allowed to just sit off to the side.
No, come here. Just do
no,
one.
You
I just
can't do one.
See.
No, you can't. Cannot. He
Literally
cannot.
One.
I'm not allowing it. No,
Literally
no, no.
One.
Mocha, if he snaps his arm, it's on us. Do not. Maury, you are not doing a push-up. You are not doing a push-up.
How about
no
a
chance.
How about a chest bump?
God.
That, almost at the 1 year
I know.
Mark.
I was about to say too soon, but then I'm like, no, it's actually kind of perfect timing.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
Waking up next to you. Friday night, let me take you out. Show downtown what it's all about. Something kind of like we used to do. Break out the heels, break out the dress. As beautiful as when we first met. I wonder why I felt so hard for you. Gonna look you so right. Girl, let's do what shadows do in the night. Let's get lost in the sea.
Waking up next to you, waking up next to you. Spend my whole life in love. Waking up next to you, waking up next to you. Waking up next to you. PJ's on and your hair's a maze. It's out of you that I love the best. Ain't no other place I'd rather be. And kiss those lips and hold your hand. I wouldn't trade places with Superman. Yeah, I'm on top of the world when you're next to me. Gonna love you so right. Girl, let's do what shadows do in the night. Let's get lost in the sheets. Yeah, you know just what you're doing. Don't you know that I love waking up next to you, waking up next to you. Spend my whole life in love, waking up next to you, waking up next to you, waking up next to you.
Being greedy
pays off.
I'm feeling greedy.
She's feeling greedy. Yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Baby, oh my goodness. Stop it. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On KISS 92.5.
Bring your party to Kelsey's Original Roadhouse this holiday season. Get 10% off when you host a party of 8 or more and use our group menu. Plus, book your event before November 15th for a chance to win a $500 party. Book now at kelseys.ca.
Join the circle of life at the Lion King. Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one musical. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at the Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it.
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right? A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want? And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Score in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at PCExpress.ca.
The Nissan All-In Clear Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for a perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
Black Friday weekend at TELUS?
it hits different. Because here, you don't just connect with the latest and greatest devices. You also help connect Canadians in need. Because at TELUS, when you buy a phone, we give a phone and plan to youth leaving foster care to keep them connected to important resources and support systems. So this Black Friday weekend, give back with the purchase that makes a difference. Learn more at telus.com/giveone. Conditions apply. TELUS. Let's make the future friendly.
Juno Award-winning Walk Off the Earth bring their musical journey January 4th to OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. They'll perform favorite covers and originals with all the energy and passion they continue to bring to the stage. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Walk Off the Earth live January 4th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino.
Again, then you can blame my stupid heart.
On Pluto TV, crime never pays, and neither do I. I watch all my favorite crime shows, CSI, NCIS, Hawaii Five-0, Rookie Blue, all for free. There's something for everyone. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez, the one from Toronto. But new Moi Rewards still treats me like a star. I earn points on everything I love and Metro and Food Basics. Moi Rewards, made for everyone, even me, Jennifer Lopez. Join today and save.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
All right, sitting at 1 degree, feels like minus 3 right now, getting up to a high of 7, sun cloud mix. We're going to play Needy or Greedy, hook you up with that keyword after the weekend. In your eyes, it's KISS 92.5. Good morning.
I just pretend. When I look at you in your eyes, I see there's something burning inside you, oh, inside you. In your eyes, I know it hurts to smile, but you try to, oh, you try to. You always try to hide the pain, you always know just what to say. When I look at you in your eyes, I see there's something burning inside you, oh, inside you. In your eyes, I know it hurts to smile, but you try to, oh, you try to. You always try to hide the pain, you always know just what to say. I always look the other way, I'm blind. Something burning inside you, oh, inside you. You always try to hide the pain, you always know just what to say. I always look the other way, I'm blind, I'm blind. Your eyes, you lie, but I don't let it define you, oh, define you.
92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Very simple. We got free money to hook you up with. What you need to do if you want to play is text the word TREE, T-R-E-E, along with your name to 925-555. We'll get you on the radio in about 3.5 minutes. We're going to ask you a question. We're going to ask you if you want to be needy or if you want to be greedy. If you choose needy, we got $92 for you. If you want to be greedy, all you got to do is guess the correct dollar amount currently in the jackpot. If you are right, we give you that cash. Text TREE plus your name, 925-555. We'll talk to you next. It's Kiss 92.5. Good morning.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh unreal. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call baby.
Fives, needy
or greedy.
Hi, Lily. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, good morning.
Lily,
I finally get in.
What part of the city are you in right now?
I'm in Toronto, but I usually live in Newmarket.
Oh, okay. Nice. Newmarket, near to where I live in Aurora. All right, Lily, here's the thing. The game is needy or greedy. And you're here to tell us whether or not you want to be needy or greedy. If you choose needy, we got $92. We'll give you, take it, do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose greedy, then you're tasked with telling us what the current dollar amount in the jackpot is. And if you're right, you get that money. Now, before we find out, Lily, from you, what you want to do,
1 hour ago, Brittany was on with us, and Brittany guessed $1,087. She was wrong, and the jackpot and is lower. Yes. Right, so Lily,
been listening.
What are you going to do, Lily?
Okay, I'm going to go greedy.
Yeah, girl.
Who's there in the background with you?
These are my coworkers.
Okay, Lily.
They took me out of it.
I wanted
it to be nitty, but they wanted to be greedy. So I'm going to follow them.
Okay. What is your greedy guess?
I'll go 1067.
10?
$1,067.
Now, because you're at work and your coworkers forced you to be greedy when you wanted to be needy, if you win $1,067 right now, are you just going to keep that money for yourself, or you feel like you have to share it with your coworkers?
I'm going to treat them for a meal.
Oh. Gotcha.
On a Tuesday, though, like when things are cheaper, right?
Yeah, come on.
All right, Lily, with the guess of $1,067. Lily, you are... Come on. Hit the thing.
I'm waiting.
Come on.
Go for it.
I don't control when the button gets hit.
Oh. You are.
Oh.
Sorry, Lily. Took long that time, huh?
Lily.
I don't know why that always happens.
Now, for the rest of the day. You can be mad at your coworkers for forcing you to be greedy.
No, it's always a good call to be greedy. Lily, by the way, the jackpot is lower than $1,067.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll try again.
Okie dokie.
You want to give a shout out to your work, to your coworkers?
Yes. Hi, everyone.
Cool.
You can say some names,
hello,
Lily.
Hello, Peter and Albert.
Okay. Uh-huh. Peter and Albert, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, okay. Lily.
Thank you.
Later,
bye.
Bye. So that is needy or greedy. We'll play again at 10 a.m. Keyword you need today is tree, T-R-E-E. Text that with your name to 925-555.
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
I used to believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful. Something beautiful.